This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
The long journey is over. McElroy has his masterpiece.
Highlight courtesy of CBS.
CBS.
You have to be a little bit, have more decorum, be a little calmer. Masters, after all.
That's
you know,
right.
In the Masters with the broadcasters, they have plenty of rules. They don't want the discussion to be colloquial. They want it to sound like you chatting with your prim and proper grandma on the porch. Dan Reardon, KMOX golf reporter, joins us now. Would you say that's correct, Dan?
Absolutely, it is. I mean, there's been a couple of announcers in the history of the tournament who have lost their position at CBS because the Masters were no longer going to invite them back because their remarks didn't suit the tournament.
Yeah.
They
can't say fan. They can't call them fan because that's fanatics, which is too crazy. They can't use driving range. They have to say, what is it, the practice facility? They're not allowed to say driving range.
And they're not spectators, they're patrons.
But that's
Other, Amy, they truly treat them like patrons, so that's probably justified.
Yeah.
But those kinds of traditions, I think, are something we should cherish, think of them in any other light. And I have to tell you right off the top that people need to know that now that the phenomenon of Rory McIlroy has exploded nationally,
You
need to know that next August, PGA Tour and Rory McIlroy will be here in St. Louis at the BMW Championship in late August. So that's something for us to look forward to.
Wow. That's incredible. Dan, I was riveted. I was captivated. I was yelling at the TV. I was jumping up and down. This was one of the best, not just one of the best Masters, but one of the best sporting events, finishes to a sporting event that I've ever seen. There was so much emotion with Rory McIlroy taking the lead, losing the lead, but eagle, double bogey, back and forth. It was insane.
You know, and give me a moment to sort of set the perspective on that. This was a unique, out of 89 Masters, I can tell you this was unique. And here's why it's unique. The first thing you need to know about the Masters is the same people are there every year. That's not the World Series. That's not the Super Bowl. The same people. If there were 40,000 people there yesterday, at least 30,000 have been going to the Masters for probably decades. So as we watch Rory McIlroy drop to his knees after that putt goes in, Rory said, there was no joy in that moment. There was relief. Well, I could tell you, or those 30,000 who have been on this journey with Rory for all these years, the feeling was the same, and that includes me. It was, you know, I will admit, I briefly said a prayer and said thank you, because we've been waiting for this. We've been expecting this, and we have experienced all the kinds of negative things that Rory has encountered over all these years at the Masters. And then the second thing I want to add to that is, so in 1986, I was at my first Master. It was Sunday, April 13th, and Jack Nicklaus won his sixth green jacket. And the galleries were amazing in the way that they responded to him. 11 years later, I was there again, and Tiger Woods in 1997, on April 13th, Sunday, April 13th, wins the Masters. And we were in awe of what we saw. And then yesterday, when Rory wins, I'm going to tell you, I made a point to be out on the golf course, to be around the galleries, be around the patrons. And the reaction was similar to Nicklaus. This was a shared experience. There were more tears, not of joy, of relief that this whole long journey had come to a conclusion and it had a happy ending.
Yeah, one of my friends texted me yesterday and he said, he said, I'll admit I cried a little when he won. And I said, really? But I guess if he follows golf closely and for this particular player's journey, this has been it's been a long, painful one for him. And then now to become, what, the sixth golfer ever, to have a career Grand Slam, that's really something special to have done at 35.
I don't know if this will make sense to you. And I know, Amy, you're not a golfer. I don't know if this will make sense, but golf has a way of, for everybody who plays the game, whether it's Rory or the guy going out to play this afternoon, golf has a way of undressing you in public. Mm-hmm. You're always embarrassed by the game, okay? Well, Rory had to experience that embarrassment. And on the greatest stage, you know, he said yesterday, he was asked about it. You know, Nicklaus, Player, Woods, everybody has said for years, Rory's going to win this championship this year. Rory's going to win this championship. He said, you know, I'm flattered by that, but I wish they had never said that. He said, because that's really hard to carry out onto the golf course. So I'm trying to give you this notion of, you know, when Scotty won last year, great performance. And as I said, with Tiger, we were in awe. Yesterday, we were trying to hug him more than anything else.
No, I totally feel that because I joke that I'm in the exact opposite sport. Like, running is all effort-based. I hate to say there's no skill in marathoning, but it's basically if you have pressure, you are running, you are trying your best, it's effort, you can run yourself into the ground. With golf, it's all about, like, enormous restraint and focus while you are carrying the weight of the world. And I could feel that weight on Rory McIlroy. I can't imagine trying to make a 3-foot putt, a 2-foot putt, with the weight of those 11 years, right, waiting to finish this Grand Slam, of his entire career trying to win the Masters, the whole world, the expectations that have been on him since he was a little boy, and what he had to do. It wasn't effort-based in the sense of you're pushing yourself to the max. It's about restraint and focus and precision, and it feels absolutely impossible to me.
Although I think, Amy, for you as a runner, you share this experience that Rory had going to the first tee. You have conversations in your head all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming those conversations take place with you as a runner. Rory admitted he was exceedingly nervous going into yesterday's round, again, because of the expectations. And I had said to Tom on the air Sunday morning, this was going to be, regardless of how it turned out, this was going to be the single most important round of golf he will play in his entire lifetime. And he went through that back nine twice thinking it's happening again. And so that the ride that he took, it, like I said, it was just very different. It doesn't have to be golf to be different, but it suits well that golf environment.
Dan, what do you make of the resilience of Rory McIlroy to become the first person to win the Masters with 4 double bogeys?
A classic Rory. Rory is great, and Rory is an enigma. He will thrill you, and he will break your heart. You know, I'm not trying to talk about myself, but I was there at Congressional when he was like 21 years old, and won the U.S. Open. This is a guy with long, curly hair who's just out of his teenage years. And he's just a boy, and he ran away from the field and was like, wow, what's this going to be, you know? Well, now we see the mature version. And he was asked about that. He said, what would you say to that 21-year-old back in 2011, I believe it was, at Congressional? He said, I tell him he probably needs to grow up. It's unique to him. You know, I think the Irish, in their own way, have a sort of lovable nature to them. And Rory has led his life without much in the way of scandal. There is briefly a suggestion that he and his wife are divorcing, but you saw that's no longer the case. He and his daughter were on that green getting those pictures taken. So, it's just unique to that personality in that moment, in that setting, that we had this whole thing come together. And I'm sure the reaction around the country is the same one you and I are talking about.
Talking with our golf insider, Dan Reardon, here on KMOX. So you mentioned, you know, you were there yesterday, being there for Tiger, being there for Jack Nicklaus back in the mid-80s. How does this one compare to those? I know there's probably going to be a little, recency bias in this one because it just happened yesterday. But if you try to take a 30,000-foot view, what was this one like compared to all of those?
You know, I started to say from a golf perspective, the kind of roller coaster ride that Amy and everybody was on yesterday suggested it was not the greatest golf performance we've ever seen. Nicklaus's win when he came from behind, you know, Nicklaus didn't even make it onto television on Sunday until he got to the 11th hole. That's how far out of it he was. So from a golf perspective, this will be a good but not great performance. Tiger in 97 will never be matched. He shot 5 over on his first 9 and finished 17 under, I believe, for the championship and ran away by a dozen shots. From an emotional standpoint, they always say the Nicklaus Masters was the greatest Masters ever because it had the golf and it had the emotion. From an emotional standpoint, I don't think there has ever been a Masters, and I find it hard to believe that there ever will be a Masters. You have to remember, this is a 17-year journey that has a happy ending. You know, I compared it this morning when I did my report. I said I was reminded of Moby Dick, and this was Ahab chasing the white whale, and he finally caught him.
It really was amazing, Dan. And I will say the only little note I had from yesterday that I felt a tiny bit sad, and I know it's small, but the only sad thing was that I think Justin Rose is really likable. And good on him. Like, I know a runner-up coming in second is still great, and I was so thrilled for Rory, but I also really like Justin Rose.
And he's lost 2 playoffs and finished second or third time in the same tournament. But when he came in afterwards, you know, disappointed, yes, but he was so proud of the way. He had 10 birdies in his round yesterday. Nobody considered him one of the players who could put on a challenge to Rory at the time. So Justin walks away from there very, very pleased, disappointed in the out. And he's friends with Rory from the Ryder Cup, but very pleased with his performance. So, yeah, I felt that same thing. Somebody's going to be disappointed, and DeChambeau would probably fall into that same category, and somebody's going to celebrate. But Justin has gotten a lot out of it, and we do this again next month at the PGA Championship in Charlotte.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dan, I'm sure that this is a question you have considered and you've probably been asked 100 times before. But the way that the whole Tiger Woods thing was, that it was sort of an event that people who really weren't even golf fans would pay attention to what he was doing. How long do you think it'll be before there's another one like that? Before there's somebody in golf that captivates people who may not even necessarily like the sport all that much?
Certainly not in my lifetime, Chris. You know, the analogy I draw of Tiger is, and it's not a golf analogy, Tiger is the Beatles. So yeah. Anybody who grew up with the Beatles says, well, when's that going to happen again? Well, it's not going to happen again. There's only one time you have the Beatles. Maybe you say it's Elvis going back forever. I don't know who it would be. And today, I don't think it's Taylor Swift, but I mean, maybe he'll do that. I just don't see it happening again. And as I said, in Tiger's case, it's not so much the personality, although when he won in 2019, after all the things that had gone on, he had a little bit of that. In Tiger's case, it is pure talent, the display of ability that we've never seen in the game and may never see again. And I'm not saying he's the best golfer of all time. I think Nicklaus is probably that. But for 10 years, when we expected Tiger to win, he always won. I mean, it was just that simple.
Tiger was must-see television, and I grew up with that, watching him. And I will say, after he really stopped playing or stopped being the Tiger that we know, I lost interest for a long time. I don't know why. I think, like you said, you're kind of spoiled watching Tiger all the time. The Netflix show Full Swing, which is like Drive to Survive for golf, it really got me back into golf, Dan, and it was fun to have an emotional attachment to all the players. And then after what happened this past weekend, I just feel hooked.
And Amy, that's why I say next, we've got the show coming next year. Tiger won't be in the field because you have to qualify for that event. But we'll have Scottie Scheffler there. We'll have Rory McIlroy there. We'll have Justin Rose there. They're all going to be on display in St. Louis. And I know Tom Ackerman has talked about how he was treated by Rory when he was here back in 2019, I guess it was, for the PGA Championship. It's something to really look forward to. And thanks to the people of Belrive for giving us that to look forward to.
Dan Reardon, appreciate it as always. Thank you for your time today.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Dan is KMOX's golf insider visiting with us today after Rory McIlroy has won the Masters and is now a Grand Slam winner. Good for him.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.